27th of May, 2002.
Good evening. Thanks, my dear friends, at this time, because there is, at this time, much fear which emanates from your work. In the past year of your time, there have been not only changes within your world, but subtle changes in the heavens. The planets of which you could not be aware. I want you to know, my dear friends, that the fear which holds so many in this world, in its grasp, will shortly dissipate into a climate of less fear and more hope. I have told you that there is nothing for you to fear. But it does not stop the many, many people within your world from being afraid of life, because they do not have the knowledge which you possess. There has been, in the past months, many old fears which have surfaced to create distress among many of your fellow men. But again, I say to you, fear not. There has been much influence, much work done from our world to influence those men of power to see their own spiritual growth in order that that spirit stands forward and creates new harmony new hope amongst their people. I know each one of you understands that in each nation of your world there are inherited difficulties which need to be overcome. You are aware, my dear friends, I know, that again there are distressing areas where people need help, where people cannot live in harmony and love, but are against each other. There are natural disasters, and there have been many in the past. But remember my previous words, that all of these happenings have a purpose. A purpose which you may not understand, but which I can assure you the outcome will be much better. It will be much better for all concerned. I have told you that it will take much time before mankind realizes that the importance of living is love, but it is love towards all other human beings. It is understanding of each other. It is being able to live together in peace and harmony without necessity for greed. Forgive me, my dear friends, if I have repeated these words once more. But at this time in your living, I feel it is necessary for these words to be said once more. Remember to send your loving thoughts to all of mankind. Would anyone like to ask questions?
Any questions, Jenny?
Yes. In the beginning of the sermon, you said there are subtle changes in your world, in other planets, or a couple of things that words you used.
Yes.
Were those changes affected to compensate for the problems that we've got here, or were they just happening anyway and that assists in the problems?
The subtle changes I spoke of amongst the planets are a natural progression of the planets.
Yes.
You cannot have a compensation of other planets for one planet.
Mm.
All must grow together. Mm. All must change together. Those of you in your world who would understand the movement and changes of the planets within your solar system will understand better what I say.
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. But how has that affected us? Is it just a natural growth that we're... It has no consequence of the troubles we've got here. It's just the...
It's the evolution of your own planet which is creating the problems here.
All right.
It is that simple. But in many minds, it is not simple, but tragic. But remember that even all of the planets have a karmic effect at times. Do you understand?
Yes. Thank you.
Do we have more questions?
The part that we would not understand, I believe that would relate to karmic return. And I think the karma that would be concerned concerns those on the planet as well as many in spirit. Would that be correct?
Yes, karma relates to all living things. On this planet, on other planets, and within our own world. You cannot change your karmic debts. You must accept them and they must be worked through, but you cannot ignore them. It applies not only to all living things, but as I have told you, to all of the planets, to all of the universe, to all of existence.
Yes, hence it is beyond our understanding.
I am afraid so at this present time. But that does not mean that you cannot dwell upon it and perhaps gain for yourself a little more understanding.
And the problems and the fear that we experience at the moment, it seems to go with nations and groups of people.
Yes.
In our own society, there is much concern with crime and with greed, and across the world. At the India-Pakistan border, there is military confrontation, and many in the world will have concern about that. And is this the sort of fear and concern which you have in mind?
Yes, of course. And I would expand it a little further, in as much as to say that all nations within your world today have problems of one kind or another. But these problems, as you like to call them, will be worked through. Mankind and the world is becoming much smaller, in as much as that communication is greater and understanding is there for the ask. You understand what I say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good thought.
Remember, and I say, my dear friend, you have used the word thought. And that, my friends, is the most powerful weapon that you have. It comes not only from our world, but from within each one of you. Each individual has the power to change much. But again, I say to you, it is within your hands to do so. Do we have more questions, please?
It's not a question, it's just a feeling that I've had recently that I obviously can't see and feel the rest of the planet, but...
Let me stop you there. You cannot feel and see the rest of the planet.
No, I can only...
Why not?
Well, if I... Can I finish what I was saying and then maybe it will make more sense? I've been picking up the, for want of a better word, feeling that at the moment the world around me is in like a healing process. The nature around me seems to have balanced this at the moment, and things seem to be growing better than they have in the last couple of years. And I just get a sense that this ever-turning planet of ours has a... I don't know how to describe it. I'm just sensing a healing at the moment in nature.
Can I say this to you, my dear friend? Your perception and awareness has grown much, and I know this you will agree with.
Yes.
Because your own perception and awareness has grown, that spirit shines forth from within. Therefore, your perception of all that exists around and about you takes on a different hue. Do you see what I say to you?
Yeah.
Let me say, for example, if you are completely engrossed in your own world, in your own problems, does not the rest and the people around seem also to be so? You see only what is distressing and what is not so good, shall we say.
Yes, definitely.
Therefore, what you are experiencing, my dear friend, is that love and healing energy which exudes from within you. Do you understand? Or do you need more explanation?
I can feel the love that you speak of. And I'm aware of the changes deep within me.
Yes.
But I have a problem knowing the sum of the time how to react to that spiritually, because sometimes it can take me back and I'm not quite sure where I should be going with that feeling or thought.
Then you must be still.
Mm-hmm.
You must be still and allow those answers to come to you, as they surely will. What is happening in your life, if you look into one of your mirrors, what do you see? It is an image of you.
Mm-hmm.
it is a reflection of you. And that is what is happening. Remember what I have told you, that as you grow, as you take these steps on this pathway, life does not always become easier, but sometimes seems to be more confusing and more difficult.
Yes, I think I'm experiencing.
You can understand this now.
Yes, I can. I couldn't before, and now I can. With increased regularity,
yes.
I can.
But take heart, because it should tell you that indeed you are taking a step forward.
That's comforting, yes. I know this. I know it within myself.
Yes. But again, we have interference from the physical being.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a tough one.
Always, this is the problem with you, my friends.
Mm.
It is always difficult to put to one side the thoughts that come to the physical brain. But as you grow, you begin to recognize it, do you not?
Yes.
Or if you do not, then you should. Because each of you now has the knowledge to understand how you must go forward. So be still when you are confused and ask that the answer be given for you.
When you first started talking to me, you were about to stop me and ask me why I thought I couldn't see.
Yes.
Can you explain?
I will continue what I was about to say. That all of you, each one of you, when you speak of feeling and sensing, those are attributes of spirit. And each of you has the power to see and feel and sense and become part of all things. But again, it is your responsibility to attain these things. It is not that you cannot, it is that you have not tried or do not wish to. Do you see what I say?
Yes, I do. And obviously my words were chosen.
Yes.
Not quite surfaced correctly, because my opening statement, I do feel, and yes, I can see what you mean. I should be looking further.
Yes.
And not just at my surroundings, but if I can sense that, then I can and will sense further and further.
Not only sense, but become part of.
Okay. Fine.
Yes.
Yes.
You have, to a smaller degree, had that sensation of all belonging.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Yes, so you understand a little of what I speak of.
Yes. But I just need clarification.
Yes. Again, you see, my dear friends, it is fear. It is a form of fear that you doubt yourself. But it is a human condition which each one of you are well aware of. But I say to you, be still and you will find the answers of it.
Thank you.
questions? You sure, Paul? George? Any more questions?
I have a sort of different type of question. But, well, I don't know what I'm saying, but I heard this week that scientists have discovered what is termed a zero-point field, which is seen as an energy source or a type of energy that stretches through the entire cosmos. This could have quite deep implications for planet Earth, and I just wondered if this was one of the energy discoveries that you referred to some time back.
Yes, I have held back my words to you because did I not tell you that there would be many discoveries on this planet that were unknown at the time of my speaking to you. There will be many, many more discoveries, not only on this planet, but beyond. And those who study the planets will also discover many more things which will be helpful to mankind.
Could I inquire if this discovery has been made before by past great civilizations?
Yes, a simple yes will suffice for now.
Yes.
We may at another time discuss with you, because I know you have a mind which is active and is curious and is ever turning. Therefore, we will discuss just how much knowledge man has, and that knowledge has disappeared from mankind's, shall we say, understanding. But yes, this is not new as far as mankind is concerned. It is just little known.
Yes, I appreciate your words. Thank you very much for that.
Yes. I think for this time, as I leave you, that it may be appropriate, as I have discussed with our dear lady friend, that to feel and sense is something that should be worthwhile to you all. Therefore, I say, my dear friends, let us devote some time to quiet what is around us.
Yes,
I will leave it with you, my dear friend, that you either quietly discuss it as you go along and allow each to speak, or you do it as you wish.
Yes, yes. I think it'd be so quiet people as well.
Take my leave, knowing always that you are surrounded by my love, that I come to each one of you in times of need to try to uplift you, to help you.